It's Volunteer Appreciation Day, brought to you by our good friends at Ace Indoor Golf. Today we're highlighting Melanie Freeman, resident of Care for Pembroke and volunteer extraordinaire. Melanie, how long have you been volunteering?
I've been volunteering since I was a teenager.
So you were fairly young then. Tell me how the notion of helping others came to you.
I started volunteering as a teenager the year We Are the World came out, and that song got the ball rolling.
Let me get this straight. The song We Are the World led you to a life of volunteering? That's amazing. Obviously a very inspirational song. And that led you to what exactly?
I actually taught Sunday school and Vacation Bible School for 21 years at St. Timothy's Lutheran Church in Zion Lutheran.
I understand that you got a very long list of other things you've experienced over the years.
I've done other stuff too, like volunteered at Champlain Trail and Pioneer Village Museum for 5 years there. I sold tickets for a Victorian Tea Party. They were raffle tickets, and so people could win prizes and all that. Did that for 5 years. And I helped Hector Cloutier get into the on Parliament, because I was helping him too. I did a lot of stuff.
I hear that you even worked with your mom for a time, is that right?
So I would help my mom, Lucille Freeman, with the church bulletins and the newsletters and doing stuff like that too.
You were in the news fairly recently, as I recall, talking to me right here in the studio. What was that all about?
I actually walked for the two Care for buildings in Pembroke. I did the Care for Seniors with Melanie walk, and that was a really fun walk to do too.
And as I remember it, you surpassed your goal by a teeny bit, didn't you, Melanie?
My original goal was $12,000. I blew it right out of the water. I got $20,000.
You sure did. That was a very proud day for you, for sure. Anything you've been involved in recently?
And on Saturday, I'm going to be going to the Curling Bonsfield that the Care for is actually doing.
Melanie, you brought along your friend Wendy Nechtel, who's been working with you for some time. Wendy, welcome. Tell me a bit about what your role has been in all of this.
Well, I guess we worked together on she worked on the Grand Parade with Andrew, who was my predecessor here, and then was just so enthusiastic about walking, and we weren't going to do the Grand Parade, but Melanie really wanted to walk. So Melanie and I sat down and we figured out how we could make this happen. And so I guess September we finalized the plans. In October she started walking. We were able to wrap up by Christmas, and $20,000, generosity of the Pembroke community. And, you know, Melanie's smiling face, how can you say no?
I was there the day that you and the Care for folks presented Melanie with her tally and the big news. It seems like Care for truly is behind her in her endeavors, isn't that right?
You know, Care for was really behind Melanie, and we still are. And, you know, it's really, just because you're a senior doesn't mean you don't have a lot left to give, right? And if we can find opportunities for people that live in our residence to add to their life, to get them out, meeting new people, walking, you know, if we can do that, we are going to.
So what are you guys going to do with that 25 G's that she did all that hard work for?
No, I mean, the next little bit, we were going to be proudly spending that money that Melanie raised and promoting and showing the community what we're doing with the money. And Melanie and I are definitely working on a campaign for next fall.
Melanie and Wendy, it's been a real pleasure chatting with you both, and thank you so much for participating in our Volunteer Appreciation Day. Melanie, any parting thoughts?
It's just a fun thing to do, and actually one of my Sunday school kids said, you know, you may be free now, but God will pay you later.
Thank you again, ladies. This has been Volunteer Appreciation Day, brought to you by Ace Indoor Golf. Thank you for listening for 104.9 MyFM. I'm Richard Evans.